Clap for Jesus. The champions. I want to share with you 10 young people who grew up from being children and they did their best for God. Madam, you are too relaxed. Everybody sit up. Sit up on your chair.
Yeah.
Everybody say the champions. Again, say the champions. Say the champions.
Yeah.
These champions were young people, but they didn't behave like they were young people. They grew up out of that circumstance. They refused to be called children, and they did what adults did. That's why we refer to them as the champions. Even though they were young people, they didn't think like young people. They were thinking like adults. They were thinking like mature people. They were thinking like responsible people. And so if we have such examples, then we can also follow sin.
Yeah.
Because all that I'm doing is that I'm advocating that don't say you are a child. Don't say because you are a child, you cannot do something. These are people who are also children, but they did something for the Lord. You can be a child in body, but you must not be a child in understanding. You must not be a child when it comes to the things of God. Hallelujah. The first person is Samuel. Write his name, Samuel. Samuel was a priest. At a very young age, Samuel became a priest. Samuel became a pastor. Samuel was pastoring a church. Samuel went to live with his pastor called Eli. How many of you know that story? 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 1. Bible said that, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. Samuel was a young boy, and Samuel was a pastor. He was a champion. The more you are talking, the more you allow me to add many more hours. Yes, so talk to them. Samuel was a young person. He went to stay with his pastor. And Bible said that he was ministering in the church. He was doing something in the church. Even though he was a young person, he still did something for God. You say you are also a young person. But at a very tender age, he was a pastor. Bible says he ministered unto the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 1. Write it. Samuel, he was a champion. Our champions. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. And there was no open vision. Samuel became a pastor. You see, the story of Samuel was a miraculous one. When Hannah was looking for a child, she didn't get a child. And she prayed a prayer and said, Lord, if you give me a man child, I will give him back to you. And God heard her and God answered her. And Bible said, when Samuel was born, they sent Samuel to go and stay with the pastor. Every year, the mother would make clothes and come and visit him in the pastor's house. Samuel used to sleep in the church. In this time, when we ask you to sleep in the church, it will be a problem. Your mother will send us to Antina that we are asking you to sleep in the church. Yeah. Now, I'm not telling you to literally come and sleep in the church, but I'm telling you to come and help in the church. Last year, when we came for this camp, I mentioned about 30 things you can do in the church. I mentioned it. You can lead praise and worship. You can be part of the dancing people. Your child, do you dance?
Yeah.
Do we have some of the dancers here? Yes. Get ready. When we come back from break, you dance. Yeah.
Yeah. We have dancers. You can dance in the church. It's called what? Royal dancers. Loyal dancers. Where are they? Where are the loyal dancers? Nipa saying, I'm not okay. So put yourself together. During the break, you go and do a short rehearsal. You come and dance. You give the music to the sound people and they play the sound for you and you dance. You dance on stage. Quiet, 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 quiet. And someone was brought to the church. And someone ministered to the Lord. You see, because many of you, you not minister to the Lord. You go and minister at somewhere else. You are very active in your school. Your school. Graduation, you can dance in your school graduation, but you not dance in the church. Your school graduation, you can sing. Last time you were singing, your father came to put 5 CDs on you. Me banye, no mouth fans. We ni aje, ye bon sema o gidi 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 gidi. And then you were happy. But Samuel also was a young boy, a very small boy, that the mother had brought him to come and be in the church. To come and serve in the church. And by serving in the church, God spoke to Samuel. It was that scripture that we had the song. Master, speak thy servant heareth, waiting for thy gracious word, longing for thy Master, let it now be heard. I am listening, Lord, for thee. What have thou to say to me? This song came from somewhere. When Samuel was sleeping, Samuel heard a voice, Samuel, and he went to see his pastor Eli. And Eli said, I didn't call you. Again, he went to sleep, and he heard a voice, Samuel. He went to see the pastor, said, I didn't call you. And the pastor told him that, go and sleep. When you hear the voice again, say, Lord, speak, thy servant hear it. That's how come this song came about. Master, speak, thy servant hear. Waiting for thy gracious. So first of all, sing it. They don't teach you this song in your school. Longing for thy wisdom. Wisdom, let it now. Oh, my friend is singing. Sing for me. I am listening. Sato for the mucha you move. But this one, if you don't go to Sato, you can't sing it. Well, I mean, I went to Sato, so I know. It was even a magic song. It's a magic song. Is this a Abraham who go to Sato? I said, it's a Sato song. Master. Play the song. Magic song. One. Go, Master, speak thy servant hear. Master, let it be. Class 3. That was Samuel who clearly heard the voice of the Lord. Have you heard the voice of the Lord before? That was a child Samuel like us. A child Samuel who heard the voice of the Lord. As you begin to serve in the church, you will hear the voice of the Lord. I said you hear the voice of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, you hear God's voice. Yeah. Very little. Most pastors don't even hear God's voice. What we do is faith. We believe that God has said it. Yeah. But someone heard God's voice clearly. That was a child Samuel. As you begin to serve the Lord, Listen, serve the Lord. Psalm 100 verse 1 and 2. He said, serve the Lord with gladness. Serve him. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, are you here with me? Yeah. Number two. The second person. The second champion. The second champion. Josiah. Everybody say Josiah. Say Josiah. Hey, Josiah was a king. Josiah, look at what they said about Josiah. Second Kings chapter 22 verse 1. You'll be shocked about what they said about Josiah. Second Kings chapter 22 verse 1. He said, Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign. Josiah was what? 8 years old when he became a king. 8 years. How many of you are 8 years here? Show by hand. 8 years. A lot. Look at them. 8 years. Come. You come. Come. Yes. No. Come. You are 8 years. Come. Yeah. He says 8 years. Are you the father? Yeah. So Josiah was 8 years like this. Come and stand on this so they can put the camera on you. Yeah. Josiah was 8 years when he became a king. Look at, hey, let me continue to read. And he reigned for 31 years in Jerusalem. He was 8 years and he ruled for what? 31 years. 8 years. 8 years. Even though he was a child, he became a king at the age of 8. You are sitting down in the church. You cannot lead praise and worship at the age of 15. Yeah. You are 12 years old. Your armpit is bushy. But you cannot do anything in the church. This was Josiah. At the age of 8, he was a king. Can you imagine the Asantehene is 8 years? And when he gives instruction, all of us must obey. It's serious, or very, very serious. Such a guy is a champion. I'm beginning to hear talking in the background. 8 years. By 8 years, you must start doing something. Look, before they take you as a king, you cannot be a fool. You must be wise. You must not be thinking like a child. You must begin to think like an adult before they will make you a king. Because when they make you a king, you are going to decide for everybody. You are going to give instruction and rules and people will have to obey. At the age of 8, he was a king. Josiah was a king at the age of 8. What are you doing with your life? Why are you sitting down here? You can't pray. You can't read your Bible. 8 years are becoming kings and you are there. People who are 8 years, they are becoming kings. 8 years are becoming kings. 8 years are preaching and you are here. 8 years, they are preaching. How old are you? 16, you cannot preach. Twice the age. 8 years. Hey, look at him. 8 years. He was 8 years when he became a king. Started preaching at 8. How old are you? 11, you can't preach. You should come to a point where you are holding the microphone in the church. Hallelujah. And you begin to preach. You begin to lead prayer. You begin to lead worship. You begin to do something. Don't wait till you are old. At the age of 8, people are doing this. Josiah was 8 years when he became a king. Clap for him. He was a champion. You see how you are me clapping? You don't clap well for him. 8 years. 8 years. Samuel was a small boy when he became a pastor. Samuel was a small boy when he became a pastor. His mother went to live him in the pastor's house. You, when they live in the pastor's house, you cry and they'll come and take us to Antina. Meko mama ho. Yeah. At a very young age, he was a king. Bible says he reigned, he became a king for 31 years. I heard that Santihima is dead. And come and say where ye be brew. Then daddy lumba dear no su and a santi man dear no su eh. Oh ya be quade a day. If you say the young fan cobbe be a uwa beba. As an iman dear on bachi chenya ma own. Ituma eh oh e ya se jollof shitona enye no ye di mamu eye e ba ye hu a ye hu asem de won se no kasa ti sey ya se kan ba bo won asem a na che se e asem ya. I was 8 years old. Josiah has become a king. 8 years old, Josiah has become a king. Yeah. They have made Josiah king at the age of 8. And he ruled the people for 31 years. Clap for him. Clap for him. Clap for him. Yeah. Begin to do something for God. Begin to tell your neighbor, begin to do something for God. Number three, where is it now? Number three. The third person I want you to know is called Hosea. Hosea. U Z Z I A H. Hosea. Now listen to Hosea. Listen to Hosea's story. Second Chronicles chapter 26 verse 1. Have you written it? Second Chronicles. Then all the people of Judah, I've added 1 hour. We'll go out at 11. Yes, some people are talking at the back. I've seen them. Then all the people of Judah took Hosea, who was 60 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. 16. Hosea was 16 years old. Who is 16 here? Eight years are becoming kings. Now 16 years, now is your turn. 16 years, stand up. 16 years. They are becoming kings. Come. Yeah, 16. If you escape the 8 years window, you shouldn't escape the 16-year window. Yeah. Hosea was 16 years old when he became king. And they made him a king instead of his father, or in place of his father, in the room of his father, Amaziah. 16. Everybody say 16. Say ready at 16. Say ready at 16. Yeah. Why do we have a lot of talking here? Hey. At the age of 16, your friends are becoming kings. He said he was 16 years old when he began to reign. Josiah was 8 years. 8 years, come and stand here. 8 years, come and stand here. 8 years, come and stand here. Yeah. 8 years. These were kings. This is who? This is who? I can't hear. This is who? How old was he? 8 years. And this is who? Hosea. This is Josiah. This is Hosea. Early days in the Isaiah for no dosu. 16 Isaiah. This is Hosea, who became king at the age of 16. And this is Josiah, who became king at the age of 8. If you cannot become a king at the age of 8, then you must be a king at the age of 16. Between the ages of 8 and 16, you must begin to do something for God. You just come to church. You bath. Come to church. We close. You go home. No. No. Tell your neighbor no. 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 No, 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 no. Tell your neighbor no, 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 no. It won't happen here. Tell your neighbor it won't happen here. You are doing something in the church. You must do something in the church. You will do something in the church. We cannot allow you to be like that. Because 8 years, 8 years, 8 years is a king. 16 years is a king. Why are you sitting there? Why are you sitting there and you are not doing anything? At the age of 10, at the age of 16. Yeah. Are you here? Please sit down. Yeah. The next champion. Who is the next champion? Number four. The next champion is called Rhoda. Ever say Rhoda? Rhoda was a prayer warrior. A small girl called Rhoda. Rhoda attended prayer meeting. Acts chapter 12, verse 13. Acts 12. Maybe let's read Acts 12. Maybe let's read Acts chapter 12. Let's start from verse 11. Now this is the story where Peter was arrested. Okay, and they were going to kill Peter. Peter was arrested and they were going to kill him. Verse 11. Everyone open your Bibles. Acts chapter 12. Verse 11. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, "Now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angels and delivered me out of the hand of Herod from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." Verse 12. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where they were gathered together praying. So when Peter was arrested, the church gathered to pray for him. Okay? The church gathered to pray for Peter, that Peter will be released. Now, in that prayer meeting, when the prayer meeting was going on, there was a small girl in that prayer meeting called Rhoda. She also attended the prayer meeting. And she was also there praying for the release of Peter. Now, as Peter was released, when the angel of the Lord appeared and released Peter from prison, Peter decided to go to the house where they gathered and they were praying for him. Look at verse 5. It said, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but a prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. When Peter was arrested, the church was praying for him. When there's a problem in the church, one of the things we must do is to pray. When somebody gets a problem, we don't gossip about the person. We pray for the person. We don't go spreading the person's issue. So when Peter was arrested, the church gathered. Everybody in the church, they gathered and they were praying for Peter. Verse 6. And Herod would have brought him forth. But the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with chains, and the keepers before the gate kept the prison. Verse 7. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and the light shined in the prison, and smote Peter on the side, and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly, take," and his chain fell off his hands. Verse 8. And the angel said unto him, "Get yourself and bind on thy sandals." And he did so, and said unto him, "Cast thy garment about thee and follow me." As he was in the prison, an angel of the Lord appeared, and the angel told him that, "Follow me." And his chains fell, and Peter followed the angel. Are you following the story? Verse 9. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. All that was happening, Peter thought that he was seeing a vision, but it was real. It was a reality. It was not a movie. Peter realized that it was a reality that was happening to him. Verse 10. When they were past the first and second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened them of its own accord. And they went out and passed through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. So they passed through the gate that led to the city, and the angel disappeared. So in verse 11, Bible said, and Peter was come to himself, and went and said, I know for a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. Verse 12. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. So now Peter left the prison and was going to the house where they were praying for him. Look at verse 13. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken named Rhoda. A damsel is a young girl. She came when Peter got there. Peter knocked the door, and the small girl heard the knock and went to the door. Verse 30, he said, and as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, Peter came to where they were praying, and Peter knocked at the door. Look at verse 13. Verse 14. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened on the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before them. When she heard of Peter's voice, she was so glad. And so she ran to tell the people that Peter has come. Everybody said, Peter has come. She was telling the people who were praying that, hey, Mujai Paibon, Peter na ye bon paiman, waba. Now look at what the people said. In Penifua, who were gathered there and they were praying, look at what they said. Verse 15. And they said to her, thou art mad. What bother? Ye bon pa, I will see Peter abba. Peter na oshe prison, waba se say. So even as they were there and they were praying, they didn't even believe that their prayer could make a strong statement. Thou art mad. I love what I'm preaching. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then they said, it is his angel. The apostle said, angel Peter Bia, Biana, it is his angel. And the small girl kept telling them that it is not his angel, it is Peter himself who has come. So this small girl called Rhoda, she attended a prayer meeting. Peter, when Peter was arrested, Rhoda was part of the people who were praying for Peter. No, they are not sleeping, they are awake here.
I think from the camera down here, everybody is okay, but it's the people who are at the back. So check those people, don't come here, check them.
Yeah, they were praying for Peter, and Rhoda was part of the people who were praying for Peter. Do you attend prayer meeting? When the church has declared fasting and prayers, do you go? You don't go. This is a child who attended prayer meeting. Clap for Rhoda. Clap for our champion Rhoda. Clap for our champion Rhoda. Clap for our champion Rhoda, who attended prayer meeting to pray for Peter. Yeah. He prayed for Peter. The small girl prayer warrior. Some of you, when we come to church, we should see you holding microphone and you are praying. Udim Bible. Oba. A small girl. Tie your cardigan around your waist and take a prayer posture. Kapata brabaduria ayanto mahatia arianta makima araku basakata araka pantu basia yante kapataka aratu bahaya ayante melebe ayaka pantaba yante kesakata aruka pakada ayante baha akapaka pa lika pasakata ba. In Jesus' name, we should hear you pray. The small girl Rhoda, she was part of the prayer meeting. What number are we going? Number 5. The boy who gave his lunch to Jesus. There was a small boy who gave his lunch to Jesus. Last year when I came, I told you about that small boy. Yes. John chapter 6, verse 9. Jesus went to preach somewhere. When he finished preaching, the people were hungry. And he was asking them that, where would they get food for them to eat? Where would they get food for them to eat? And the disciples were like, oh, if we buy bread, cry. I've seen that your bread has just come to pass. So after this session, you go and eat. Or if you buy a lot of bread, cry, the poor cannot. Then there was a small boy there. And one of the disciples went to bring the small boy's lunch. And Jesus prayed over the small boy's lunch and fed the people. Fed the people. And there were excess. John 6, verse 9. There is a lad here which had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. The small boy, he's a hero, he's a champion. He gave his lunch to Jesus Christ. You, what do you give to Jesus? What do you give to Jesus? Even offering, you don't give offering. Tithe, you don't give tithe. Even your talent, you don't. Some of you can play this thing, but you not play. Some of you can sing, you not sing. Some of you can dance, you not dance. There is nothing you are giving to Jesus. This was also a small boy who decided that I will not just say I am a child, but I will give what I have to Jesus. Yeah. Are you still here? Are you still here, or you have gone home? Yeah. Because I'm about to close. So if you are. Instead of 10 o'clock, I'll close you at 9. You clap for me. But when you finish eating, you come back, okay? Then we can finish the morning session. Then you can go for a long break, and then you come back in the afternoon. Go and sleep. Yeah. Number six. The daughters of Philip. Yesterday I told you about the daughters of Philip. In Acts chapter 21, verse 8 and 9. The next day, the people are talking. I'll close you at 10. The people are talking here. The next day, we were at Paul's company. We that were of Paul's company departed and came to Caesarea, and we entered into the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the 7, and abode with him. And the same man had 4 daughters, virgins, which did prophesy. The daughters of Philip prophesied. Even though they were children, they prophesied. They didn't behave like children. Never behave like a child. Never think you are a child and you can't do anything for God. You can do something. People are giving their lunch. People are becoming pastors. People are becoming kings at the age of 8 and 16. What are you doing? I've come to challenge you. What are you doing? What are you doing for God? Yeah. The daughters of Philip, they prophesied. They prophesied. I said they prophesied. Yeah. I pray for you that you also prophesy. You prophesy. You prophesy. Number 7. David. David, the shepherd boy and king. David was a shepherd boy. He killed Goliath and shouted for joy. Little David play on the harp. Hallelujah. You don't do this song. Kumasi 4. Are you here with me? Are you here or you are talking? Okay, you be talking. David was a small boy. David was a small boy when he killed Goliath. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 33. 1 Samuel 17, 33. Open to 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 33. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he is a man of war from his youth. You are a small boy. Saul was telling David, you are a small boy.
You are a youth. A youth is a small boy. You are a small boy. You cannot kill Goliath. Goliath is a man of war from his youth. When he was a young person, he started fighting. You cannot fight him and win. You cannot fight Goliath and win. And David said, me, I can fight him. A very small boy who was also a warrior. He fought them. Everybody sit up. Yeah. He fought them. And he won. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. What are you fighting? Even though you are a young person, what are you fighting? What are you fighting? God is expecting you to fight for him. God is expecting you to do more for him. God is expecting you to do something for him. What are you doing for God? Number seven, Joseph. Everybody say number eight, Joseph. How many of you remember Joseph? Joseph also was 17 years old. 17. Look at Genesis chapter 37 verse 2. Genesis 37 verse 2. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of... Why? Why suddenly everybody is talking? Joseph was 17 years old when he began to feed his father's flocks. 17 years. We have come back to the 17 again. 16, 17. Young people. These champions were very, very young and were doing so much for God in their time. We are also very young, but we are doing very little for God. I challenge you to do something for God. I'm challenging you. I brought you here to challenge you. I brought you here to stir you up and to give you examples of young people who stood up and did so much for God. You can also rise up and do so much for God. At the age of 13, at the age of 14, 16, 17, you can do likewise. People were killing Goliath at their youthful age. They were killing giants. People were becoming kings. People were becoming pastors. And we are here. We are here in a career and we are not doing so much for God. People like our age, they were doing so much for God. And they are the people we are referring to as the champions. Even though they were children, they didn't behave like children. Even though they were children at the age of 8, they were behaving like kings at the age who were ruling for 31 years. At your age, can we make you a king? Can we trust a whole community in your hands? Can we put the whole church in your hands? Can we say you are the pastor of the church? Can we make you the pastor of the church? Can we put a branch of the church in your hands? We cannot. Because you are still behaving like a child. And I've come to tell you that, say not, I am a child. You are not a child. You can do more than a child. You cannot behave like a child. You cannot think like a child. You cannot do things like a child. You must begin to behave like a mature person. Yeah. Our future is bright. You guys will do well. You guys will do very well in your generation. You guys will rise up and shout the mouth of lions. You guys will stand up and you defeat the enemy. You fight the enemy in the gate. Fighting. You fighting. Next one. I'm about to close. What number are we going? Number 9, then we close. Number 10, then we close. Number 9, Timothy. Everyone say Timothy. Yeah. Brad Timo. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12. Paul was telling Timothy. He said, let no man despise thy youth. Let no man despise thy youth. Timothy was a youth. Timothy was a young person. When Paul left the church in his hands, and he was telling him, don't let anybody despise you. Listen, people despise us. People despise children. I'm telling you. Most people, is our breakfast ready? Okay. After this session, you are going. People don't have regard for children. That's why I told you early on that children are not regarded. Children are always despised. Children are despised. So Paul was advising Timothy and told him that let no man despise your youth. Don't let anybody look down on you. Nkola no omo koi. Omo ko transi. Ko chire no. Ya deep pa bo na mo dem wa ase. Mo ko chire o. Don't let anybody despise you. Don't let anybody despise you. That was Paul's advice to Timothy. He said, let no man despise you. Don't let anybody despise you. Don't let anybody look down upon you. Don't let anybody make you feel you are a small boy. It is because you carry yourself as a small boy. That is how they'll see you as a small boy. You are growing. I said you are growing. I said you are growing. In the name of Jesus, you are growing. Yeah. You grow. Karabu Sandabaya. The last one. Daniel. Ever say Daniel? Yeah. Daniel had three friends. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. They are his friends. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Yeah. Daniel. They were very young when they were brought to the chief palace. Daniel chapter 1. Look at verse 3. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of the eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the princes. Verse 4. Children in whom there was no blemish, but well favored, and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge and understanding. Children who are cunning in knowledge, not children who are fools. He said, children in whom there was no blemish, well favored, children who are skillful, children who are wise, children who are knowledgeable, children who understand science and ability to stand in the king's palace. All these things are children. But you cannot remain a child and be all this. Your body can be a child, but your thinking must not be a child. Yeah. And he said that we might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. Daniel also at a very young age with his friends. They were in the king's palace. May you also arrive in the king's palace. I said, may you also arrive in the king's palace. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. The king's palace is waiting for you. That you arrive there. You arrive there. May you be part of these champions. Oh, I said, may you be part of these champions. I said, may you be part of these champions. In the name of Jesus. Be part of them. Who was our first champion? Samuel. Brasami. Who was the second champion? Josiah. Josiah became a king at the age of 8. Always remember that. He became a king at the age of 8. Who was the next person? Hosea. Hosea became king at the age of what? 16. Next person? Rhoda.
Those of you are saying that, oh, girls, we are not among. Girls, we are not among. I gave you two examples of girls. The daughters of Philip, who were virgins, who prophesied. Girls were prophesying. You can also prophesy. Rhoda, who was a girl, she attended prayer meeting. A girl. Small girl, she was part of the prayer meeting. You too, you are a girl, you can come for the prayer meeting. Next one. A certain boy who gave his lunch to Jesus. He gave what he had to Jesus. He said, Jesus, use what I have. And he gave it to Jesus. You, what do you have that you don't want to give it to Jesus? You don't want to give anything to Jesus. Who was the next champion? The daughters of Philip who prophesied. Next one. David. David, the shepherd boy and warrior. He was the one who killed Goliath. When we mention Goliath's name, the first person that comes to mind is who? David. David killed Goliath. That's it. Small boy. Saul was discouraging. Saul told him that, don't go. Don't go. You are a small boy. That guy you are going to fight him. He's a warrior. He's a soldier. He has been fighting when he was very young. You are just come. You are a small boy. Sit down. Don't go and fight him. Even your elder brothers, they are sitting down. They are running away. You say, we are going to fight him. He'll kill you. Don't go. And he said, I'll kill him. And he went. Who was the next person? Joseph. At the age of what? 17. He was feeding his father's flock. We should have 17-year-olds standing here preaching. Feeding the church. Yeah. Some of you should become Sunday school teachers. And preaching to the little ones. Next one. Timothy. Timothy, Paul was advising him. He said, let no man despise your youth. Don't let anybody despise you because you are a child. And the last person was who? Daniel. Daniel was a child who was brought to the chief palace. Children in whom there was no blemish. I pray for you that may you become part of those champions. May you be part of those champions. When the roll call is done for champions, may you also be included. In the name of Jesus, you'll be included in the list because you did something for God in your generation. Stand to your feet. You'll be included in the list. When they are mentioning champions, they'll call you. When they are looking for champions who did something for God, they'll call you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Karabadabalaba. Make a so brandy baby. I say, lift up your hands, everybody. Seek a road. Pray. Aladabaya. Maleko saka. Balia bandebe. Zarabadabaya. Kayande bosia. Maleko zadabaya. Ayande bosiande karabu. Hakabo siande karabadabaya. Father, we give you glory. Lord, we give you praise. We thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap for Jesus and take your seat.